Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Why, I never dreamed such a thing was possible.
Well, neither did I. In fact, a lot of ladies I know say they just don't believe it.
Now, ladies, just what is it you find so hard to believe?
Why, Mr. Fleming, it's that new dodge you've been talking about. Now, I just can't see how this one granulated soap can do everything in the wash.
Well, does, doesn't, all right. Does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, and pretty rayon slips.
You mean this same dodge gets greasy work shirts clean?
And grimy towels snowy white?
And yet it's really safe for my colored rayon slip.
That's your life. That's the wonder of Dove. Just you try it. And you'll see Dove is a really new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash safe. That's important to remember right now during spring house cleaning.
Why that?
Well, because Dove is one soap you can use for all the extra washing you have at house cleaning time. From those heavy blankets and bath mats to your prettiest washable slip covers and the rayon net curtains.
Well, I have some small rugs to wash.
Will Dove get them clean?
Wonderfully clean. And say, you won't have to do any hard scrubbing either. In fact, no soap made gets dirt out easier than Dove's.
But what about the white pieces? I have a lot of bedspreads and heavy linens to wash before putting them away for the summer.
Well, Dove's will show you just how really white those linens can be. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than Dove's does.
And yet you say I can still trust this same Dove's with my pretty washable slip covers and lacy rayon curtains?
Of course you can. That's what's so amazing about Dove's. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap to give you the extra safety you want for those nice colors. Honestly, once you try Dove's, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but an entirely new kind of granulated soap. Just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dove's today. And let Dove's do everything in your wash during house cleaning time and all the time. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, although the Goldbergs aren't in the social register, they're having dinner at 8 tonight. But not because the Jeromes are visiting. It's Rosie's fault. She's called from Florida. When she found out that Walter Jerome was in the house, Rosie insisted on speaking to him. Of course, this has caused a few repercussions, since Walter's mother and his fiancée are wondering what all the excitement is about. And Molly's worried about Rosie's feelings. Sending Rosie away hasn't turned out so well, and is growing worse. Listen.
Is my son still on the phone, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, long distance, Mrs. Jerome, so it can't last much longer.
Well, we'll sit to the table for dinner in just one moment.
Why don't you be seated, ladies?
Come and sit down here, Norma. Oh, you met my son's fiancée, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, sure, of course.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Birdie Schlissel wrote me a note. She says she's a friend of yours.
Birdie Schlissel? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, she is. Birdie Schlissel is the sister of her brother, Seymour Finglehood, that's also a friend of ours.
She's in your line of business, Mrs. Jerome. Only on a smaller scale.
She has a beauty parlor on wheels.
Fanny?
Yes?
Rosie wants to talk.
Okay.
Excuse me, please.
Of course.
Take Rosie.
Will you excuse me, please?
Norma, did you say anything to Walter about coming home with us?
No. He wanted to come here. He had his reasons, and they sounded like good reasons.
They were good reasons 2 weeks ago. They aren't so good now. I think you ought to speak to him about it. I think it would be much better if you did speak to him.
He resents my telling him what to do.
Well, I know, but there's a way of telling him that he won't resent. I don't think he should stay here. It's not good for him. For us.
I want him to come home. You know I do.
It's not just a question of preferences now. You can see it as well as I can.
You mean because he's talking to Mrs. Goldberg's daughter?
Oh, I mean because she called to speak to him. Her family knew we'd be here tonight. Walter wanted to be here tonight. The whole point of it is to show me, to show you that...
I'm not worried about Mrs. Goldberg's daughter or anyone.
It's so important for Walter as well as for you, Norma, that nothing should come between
you. I don't think anything will.
Something may. Walter is very impressionable. And people begin taking their good fortune for granted. They start looking for trouble and complications. And there are plenty of parents who wouldn't mind helping their daughters out a little. Just the way I want to help you and Walter.
I don't think I have to urge Walter to like me. He does. I know he does.
Oh, I'm not saying anyone could make Walter like you less. I'm saying he can lose his head for a moment. People have, and people will. And a woman has to be as smart as she can about her happiness. You don't assert yourself enough, Norma. You let Walter push you into a corner. You shouldn't. He's engaged to you. He has obligations towards you.
I don't want him to marry me because of his obligations.
Of course not. But you have to make him realize every moment of the day how lucky he is that you like him, that you love him. And he is lucky. I know how fortunate he is. But you have to keep it alive. Oh, you're so lovely. You're accomplished, intelligent. But if you keep pretending you're nothing, and other girls, shrewder girls, help them believe it, you'll become nothing. Why don't you let these people see who you are, and Walter too? No girl from a house like this, from a home like this, ought to be of any interest to Walter.
Walter, are you off for calling?
Yes.
Norma wanted to know who you were talking to, and I told her.
Well?
Nothing, Walter.
Come in, Miss Alden. Yes. Supper's being put to the table. If you don't mind, please, if we come this way, please, if you don't mind. By this way. Things to the table. I think I forgot bread. Excuse me? Yes.
If you don't mind taking your napkins, Mrs. Goldberg will be able to put your liver on the plate.
Take your napkin, Norma.
How long do you expect to remain in Lestonburg, Mrs. Jerome?
Well, that depends a great deal on circumstances, shall we say.
Why not, if that's what you want to say.
Look out, Kitty, from under my feet, please. The dishes. Excuse me, please. If you prefer fruit, we have it also if you don't like my liver.
Chopped liver is my father's favorite dish.
Then your father and I may have something in common.
Don't eat it if you don't like it, Norma.
Well, don't anybody eat it if you don't like it.
It's rather heavy for me if you don't mind, Mrs. Goldberg.
I'll eat yours if you don't mind.
There's plenty more in the kitchen. But we eat it because the liver is very nutritious.
What?
Nutritious.
Oh, sorry. It's all right, Mrs. Jerome. It's all right. Twisting a word here and there is the worst of mine, let's say, limitations, sir. It's all right. Pass the bread, family. A little water. Should I spill you?
Please.
No, thank you. Have you always lived in the country?
No.
We lived in the city before we came here in Lastonbury, when Mr. Goldberg lost his business and all the little money we had, which was all we had, we came here.
And made friends. And made a new life for ourselves.
That's very nice. It's wonderful when parents have two children, a boy and a girl.
We think so.
I always wanted a daughter. But fate didn't seem to have the same interest that I had.
Well,
a woman likes to have a daughter because there's something so much more intimate between a mother and a daughter.
My son and I understand each other very well.
So do Walter and myself, don't we, dear? But a daughter can do all the things a mother never had a chance to do. That's why I was so happy when Walter became engaged to Norma. She was everything I wanted. Everything a daughter of mine could be, if she were the kind of a daughter that I could have. I never studied music, and Norma was an accomplished musician. She studied at Juilliard. Just a little. Oh, don't say a little, Norma. You have talent. Is Rosie fortunate that way, Mrs. Goldberg?
Rosie plays the piano.
Oh, does she now? How nice. And I always wanted to study foreign languages, to be at home with them. And Norma's... Oh, I'm not praising you, Norma. These are facts, happy facts. And I'll never forget the first time I saw Norma. The way she... Well, I'm proud of my future daughter-in-law. Is it wrong to be proud? You see how proud you'll be, Mrs. Goldberg, when your daughter finally meets the young man who'll be everything you want. I'm sure Rosie must be a very charming little girl. And when she grows up, well, it's one of the great expectations a mother has.
Hello.
Bertie.
Never was I more glad.
Come in, Bertie.
Dr. Taylor told me you were here, so I came straight over. My mission is to see you, Mrs. Jerome. May I introduce myself, Brady Schlissel, a beautician on wheels. How do you do?
Sit down, Brady.
Oh, I don't want to bother you to save me, Mrs. Goldberg. Where are you taking the liver?
I'll bring you some.
I can start the next course. You don't have to bother.
Sit over here, Brady, please.
Is it all right if I sit here? I want to sit near Mrs. Jerome. We have so much in common. We both started with an idea.
Sit, Brady.
It's wonderful, Mrs. Jerome, what you did with your life.
I'll have some water, please.
It's funny how small the world is. A second cousin of my sister-in-law's aunt knows your husband's brother. And if you did what you did with your handicaps, there's some hope for me.
Eat, Brady.
I'm so excited I can't even eat.
Eat.
Your life and my life is so similar, Mrs. Jerome. You married the same kind of a man that I married. Good. But that's all, period.
Please eat,
Bertie. I'll eat. You don't want me to choke, Mrs. Goldberg. I want to talk to you privately, Mrs. Goldberg, later. Is this good liver? Are you the young man that Rosie ran away from?
Eat, Bertie, please.
She'll get over it.
This is some liver.
You're the girl he's engaged to. Well, when you're married for money, you can't have everything.
Bertie, eat.
Bertie mows down the Jeromes. Oh, she's laying the groundwork for something that's going to affect Molly and Rosie very much. She said, Mr. Fleming, why do you say old-fashioned soaps only do a halfway job for dishes? Well, I said, that's easy. If you use a bar soap, you're not getting real speed. And if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness for your hands. But there is one soap that goes all the way for dishes. It's New Does. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, Does has everything for dishes too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, just notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet, no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Try it tonight and let those whirlwind suds prove how different Does is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Byrne. Mrs. James Fleming, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the midday for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does. The new kind of granulated soap, variety of granulated soap, variety of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.